I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Are listening to RSN.
Hey folks, what's going on? It's me once again, Voice. Another wonderful episode of RSN Live coming at you. Getting a little bit of a late start tonight. Long story short, Pulse Audio just fucking sucks. So I'm basically running in reduced functionality mode this evening due to the wonderful goof-ups of Pulse Audio. I don't mind going into a long diatribe / explanation of this. I know I've explained it in a little bit, but Linux is, by the way, it's Linux, not Linux. That's the operating system I use on the streamer and my laptop. And everything in Linux literally is a client-server model. Literally. Like, the audio, you have to actually start an audio server and connect to it. To get the desktop, you have to actually start a window server and then connect to it locally. It's all instantaneous because it's local, but you are literally connecting to a server. And for whatever reason, a few years ago, this audio server came up that's called Pulse Audio. I can't remember who develops it, and to be honest, I don't care because it's really, really horrible. And I will give the developers this defense. They do say that their software is very experimental. But for some reason, the distributions, the Linux distributions, you know, your Ubuntu Linux, your Mint Linux, Fedora, they decided, oh my god, Pulse Audio is such a wonderful system, we're going to go ahead and adopt it. And ever since then, audio on those distributions of Linux has just been a fucking nightmare to deal with. A complete and utter nightmare. Because this Pulse Audio just does not play well with anything. At all. Actually, the software I use to stream, IDJC, requires another system called Jack Audio, which runs, it can run at the same time as, Pulse, which is what's going on right now. It's just the communication between the two. Jack is a very stable and a very great audio system. In fact, I think after this week, after this show, I'm going to have to see if I can find a way to get this all working without Pulse Audio, because this is just, like I said, it's horrible. I actually reinstalled the operating system this morning to try to work out some kinks. And as you can hear from the results, didn't fix a damn thing. So, like I said, after the show, I'm going to have to see about just finding some way to get rid of Pulse Audio. It just causes all these nasty, nasty problems. In addition to that, Jack allows me to pipe audio into different individual systems. So, I can't do a live stream tonight, for example, because of just these problems that are coming up. I use Jack to pipe the stream audio into my desktop, which has the live stream Procaster running on it. But since that's not working tonight, I can't really do the live stream. I could have it running, but it'd be weird. My sounds of frustration and disappointment. They're pretty evident at this point, huh? So, anyways, back to what I was talking about. I spent a good hour and a half trying to finagle everything together. And it's usually something on Pulse's end that goofs up. I'm hesitant to say that tonight's issue may be a Jack issue. I did have it working, actually. And then GNOME 3 crashed. Which brings me to my next wonderful point. I hate GNOME 3. I fucking hate it. I hate GNOME 3. I hate Ubuntu Unity. And from what I'm hearing, Windows 8 is going the same way in the interface design. Of course. Why not? Gotta make it look like crap. I don't like those systems because they're just... they're pointless. They're pointless changes that were made, and it was literally made just for tablet PCs. That's what they were doing. And no. It's just horrible. Let's see something. I'm actually trying to try sex. Like I said, I reinstalled the operating system this morning, so I may or may not have it running like it should. No? Okay, it's on right. Okay. I just don't know why it's not, you know, connecting right. Cool. But anyways, so I had it all working, and I was about ready to go. GNOME 3 crashes it. Completely screwed the entire system. And I wasn't able to recover in time. And there was some frustration, some tempers flaring. So, luckily, for now, we're allowed to load up GNOME 2, which is just an amazing, awesome system. Hold on a second. Let me post something here. And that's pretty much what it comes to. I seem to have had a bad run of luck. The only good thing so far is my new 5.1 surround sound system came in this week, so I spent the bulk of my day just watching movies all day. And maybe that's my mistake. Maybe I should have been working on making sure the laptop was all set up and ready to go. And I didn't. And that's what, you know, just goofed it up. My distraction by watching movies completely screwed over RSN Live tonight. Okay, well, I've actually been ranting about Linux for, like, the past 12 minutes now, so I suppose I should actually go into some music here. And not ranting that Linux is bad. I think Linux is way better than Windows, and the only reason people keep Windows around right now is just because of the video games. Speaking of, there went the Windows computer crashing. Okay. Well then, I will be right back after this musical break, which will sound exactly like the TalkBed music, because it is, it's just a different version, so I'll be right back. Yeah, I bet you guys were thinking that wasn't going to make it into this podcast. By that I mean this track and that last one. I've confused myself. Yeah, but you know what? Hit the mic. It's not that hard to do. Not that hard to confuse me. So. Yeah. Still a bit bummed out about the whole software goof up, but hey, it's not a radio show without some kind of technical difficulty. I need to find a move on, don't I? Yeah. Oh man, and I had something in my mind too. I guess losing track of what I'm going to talk about. What was I gonna talk about? The fact that, there's a floor in this room? That's right, I did some cleaning too. I did some cleaning in addition to reinstalling the operating system. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was gonna talk about. So. I was linked to an article that I do not have the link to right now, involving old, as in Xbox old, games, and I was reminded of what I consider to be one of my favorite Star Wars games, and to be honest, I haven't played that many, so I know some people that would kill me for, you know, not having played every game out there, but I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Star Wars Republic Commandos, but to me that is probably one of the best Star Wars games I've played, and I think that's actually on Steam. Let me check, because I had it for the Xbox, which is now defunct. If it is on Steam, I'm going to go ahead and just give it a plug. Let me find it. There's so many. Oh, it is. It is available. How much? Yeah, tell me how much. Oh, come on. I saw it. I saw it pop up for a moment. Okay. Just refine our search. There it is. Ah, dude, it's available for $10. Oh man, I'm gonna have to buy that after this show. Fun times. Anyways, the other game that they were talking about. By the way, Republic Commandos. I really wish they would make a sequel for that game. That just ended on such a cliffhanger that, what is it, when they released that? 2005, so, things I wish they would do. The other game they were talking about, which a lot more of the other gamers out there have heard of and played, is Star Wars Battlefront. And if you haven't, I would suggest checking it out. It really is worth it. To give you an idea what it is basically first/third-person shooter that basically puts you in either side's groups fighting for control during very significant Star Wars battles. Now, like I said, Star Wars Battlefront, I liked. Oh, Silver, you just tuned in. Okay, so the major issue I had was basically Pulse Audio and Jack Audio just completely crashed on each other. And prior to that, I actually had this all set up in been working, but then the GNOME 3 desktop shell crashed, and I was unable to recover. So that is why there was no live stream tonight, because I can't pump audio to the desktop, and I'm not going to put the webcam on for that. You know, it just wouldn't be cool. Anyways, like I was saying, Republic Commandos, well, that was my favorite game, so yeah. Anyways, Battlefront, it's considered one of the great Star Wars first-person shooter games out there. For those who are just tuning in, I'm completely deviating from Sonic stuff for the time being. In fact, the next track I'm going to play, as soon as I can actually pull it up, I can't talk and do stuff at the same time. I don't know why. Because I suck. Where is it? Where are you? Ah, there it is. Alright. Anyways. So, Battlefront was popular enough that they did get a sequel, Battlefront 2, which gave you the ability to fly in spacecraft. The original Battlefront gave you control of the, I watched all the Star Wars films, but I'm not really that much of a Star Wars nerd to know what all the machinery is called. I know it's like STST-AT-AT, the two-legged one. You had control of the two-legged one in Battlefront. So, in Battlefront 2, you get the option to fly stuff. I never really mastered it, and I never really liked flying in those games. It always kind of bugged me. So, I prefer Battlefront over Battlefront 2. And that being said, Battlefront 2 is available on Steam. I know Battlefront was available on PC, but for some reason it's not on Steam. And why am I recommending this for Steam? Those of you who have listened before know I don't like console games. I don't like, well, it's not that I don't like console games, I just don't like game consoles. I don't know why, I just don't like dealing with them. I prefer PC. Sonic 06 was a very big reason why I don't like consoles. But then again, that game is a piece of crap anyway, so it doesn't really pan out too well. Anyways, I think it's time for a musical break. Like I said, this one track is actually the credit music from Star Wars Republic Commando. And then the next track, speaking of 06, is actually last week, let me get a little background before I go into this. Last week I did try to play Sonic 06. Didn't make it through the first level before I just said screw it. I didn't want to. It was a horrible mess. And to remind myself of that, that's the second track is from that first level. So I will be back momentarily as soon as I can find my mute switch. I like my mute switch. So, alright. So, Star Wars Republic Commandos and then Sonic 06 coming up. Arsen Live. man, the bad memories just keep on flowing in. That seriously is a bad game. I really don't know how that got released. Not Star Wars Republic Commandos. That was a freaking amazing game. Amazing. Just 06 was just horrifyingly bad. So anyways, like I said earlier, I got a new stereo this week. It turns out that a cheapo $75 RCA 5.1 surround sound all-in-one DVD player receiver doesn't enjoy being left on all the time, and it eventually fried itself. Now, of course, knowing me, I was kind of... Remember I told you guys I got Cowboy Bebop, and I wanted to watch that, and as I was saying in the IRC chat room quite a few days ago, for some reason, you pay all this money for quality HDTV, and it turns out the speakers are always crap. I believe I equated it to just a series of earbud headphones glued into place. And of course, with a series like Cowboy Bebop, which is renowned for its music, that wasn't going to do. So, that was actually the whole catalyst for buying the new stereo. I'm not actually playing Sonic 06 right now. If I did, I'd have a bottle of whiskey up here. Take a shot for every time I die. I'd be drunk by the end of the first level. Anyways, so I did buy this brand new stereo. Been giving it a test run all day. Cowboy Bebop. It's awesome music at max. I also went through my Blu-ray movies, because the stereo I had, it was a, this is going into just random geek stuff at this point. The old stereo just supported Dolby Digital, which is okay for DVD, which is what I have Cowboy Bebop on, but I also have a lot of Blu-ray movies at this point, and Blu-ray has, obviously, in addition to the higher quality picture, it has higher fidelity audio. The two biggie audio sets is Dolby True HD and DTS HD Master Audio, which my new stereo, which, by the way, if I had the live stream going, I would show you it. It's a freaking huge receiver box. But it's able to decode those, so I get the high quality audio now, and the speakers with the new system are a hell of a lot better. So, as I said, it's just been an interesting day watching movies. And because I'm bored enough, I can go ahead and give you a rundown of the movies I've been watching today. It started out with a course of classic, Back to the Future. Gotta love that. The old Back to the Future. Moved on. I don't know how many of you guys have actually seen this movie. It was a recent movie, True Grit. It's a Coen Brothers film. Jeff Bridges. You guys will know of them because I love The Big Lebowski. And that's another Coen Brothers, Jeff Bridges movie. But that one's more comical than True Grit, which is kind of semi-serious. And then we capped it off here with Hot Fuzz prior to getting on here, which, I don't know, everyone I've talked to, like, off of the internet, because apparently only people on the internet have ever heard of a Simon Pegg movie, they hear Hot Fuzz and they immediately, like, that sounds like a porno. So... makes me laugh. I might watch Shawshank Redemption tomorrow. Camaro. So no one I got to blow away, by the way. Which, awesome movie. That's another one I would highly recommend. Shawshank Redemption. It's, you know. Like I said, I'm really, really deviating from my standard shows tonight because of the issues I've been having. So, yeah. This song has been playing over and over again, and you know what? I thought it would do good. It really gets on my nerves. No, don't do that. Wow. Okay. How about that? Alright. So, like, you know, my jingles are all out of place now because I'm having to reinstall. So, bear with me if I have these issues getting my sound all awesome and whatnot. I just kind of burped into the mic there a little bit. Like, it didn't actually escape my mouth. It was in the throat. Random. To me, I'm random. So, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, you know. It's just, oh, so, yeah, now I've got a useless, we were talking about audio. So now I've got a useless cable. What it was is, the old stereo didn't have an HDMI input, so I had to use an optical cable. And, it turns out optical isn't able to handle the newer formats, so that's what's up with that. You know what? Enough about that. I'm gonna go ahead and, just dive into a, another musical block here. We're going back to Sonic, naturally. That was a kind of a one-off over there. So, yeah. I shall return shortly. We'll be right back.
many things need a push or pull to begin. Aren't free to move unless another hand gets in. Be it all the same, it's never the same. Just like that, it's nothing it all just means. Nothing it all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to back, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Seven raising hands, speed through nights with Phoenix Sand. Seven raising hands, want us all under command. Seven raising hands, wild with just one single hand. Seven raising hands, arrow hearts catch fire now. Memories that dance. Nothing's up to chance. Make believe reborn. Missing mind rethought. Question all that's known. Legends blurred and torn.
What do you know? We're actually almost approaching an hour. This actually went a little bit quicker than I thought, which is quite unusual. Quite unusual indeed. So what have I learned tonight? I've definitely learned that I'm going to have to do a lot more work on setting things up properly beforehand. And again, I do apologize for getting a late start to this and not having the live stream going. Sometimes I just have horrible, horrible luck. And tonight was just one of those nights. So, I don't know what I'm going to do after the show, because there's so many things I want to do now. there's movies I want to watch, there's games I want to play, and, obviously fixing my audio setup so we don't have these issues again. That's gonna happen anyways. You know that, right? It's not a radio show without some kind of technical goof, and this is the first time since the first show that I've had such a major issue that it actually affected the show. That being said, I haven't had a in-show impact since the very first show, so I'm kind of proud about that. I do pay attention to the other shows, and I do listen in, and I do notice that some of the guys, and I'm not trying to knock them or anything, it's just everyone gets their fair share of Radio Gremlins via the software, and you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, Ah, just noticed a bunch of people dropped off. Well, oh well. Oh well. Oh no, they just came back. What? So, now my software's wigging out on me. Awesome. So, issues happen. Show has to go on. Well, I could have called it, but I didn't want to. So, anyways, this has been Voice RSN Live. I'm going to call it an episode. So, until next week, this is Voice signing off.
You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing.